USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Deadly violence continues in Afghanistan. At least six souls are dead after multiple explosions target schools in the capital of Kabul. The police chief said Abdul Rahim Shahid High School was hit with three explosions. The other facility attacked was the Mumtaz Educational Center. In May of 2021, a bombing at a girls' school in the area killed at least 85 people, mostly teenage girls.
We just got an announcement a few minutes ago. Some of you may have seen the press release today that a judge overturned the mask mandate. My company announces at this moment, if you choose to, you may remove your mask.
A flight attendant making the announcement on a flight originating in Providence, Rhode Island. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated on this Tuesday. We are USA Radio News.
An adult elephant can weigh up to 6 tons. The average person, 150 pounds. Ever heard of carfentanil? It's a large wild animal tranquilizer. Illegal drug dealers lace heroin with it. It can kill the average human. If you or a loved one is addicted to opiates, even pain pills, don't wait until it's too late. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline now. We care. Many of us have been where you are. We'll take you or a loved one away from the drug environment to a place you can clean out safely. Plus, we'll work with your insurance company to make sure you get the treatment you need. And with a Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed by law to get away for help without telling your employer why. Call now to save a life.
800-707-9709. 800-707-9709. That's 800-707-9709.
The first shipments of recently approved $800 million in security assistance has arrived in Ukraine. Howitzers artillery systems, 40,000 artillery rounds, armored personnel vehicles, and other stronger weapons are included. A senior U.S. defense official said Monday that four flights of shipments from the assistance package arrived in the region over the weekend. A former Chicago police officer will not face any more charges.
Federal authorities say they will not pursue charges against Jason Van Dyke. The former Chicago police officer was convicted of murder in Illinois State Court for the 2014 shooting death of Laquan McDonald. He was seen on camera shooting McDonald 16 times. Prosecutors say it would have been more difficult to convict him at the federal level because the burden of proof is far higher. Van Dyke was sentenced to more than 6 years in prison in 2018, serving less than half before he was released back in February. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
We are USA Radio News.
The MyPillow.com clearance continues. Roll and go anywhere. MyPillow's $9.99. The Body Pillow, $39.99. And MyPillow Bath Sheets on sale, 50% off. Use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. You'll also get a free copy of Mike Lindell's book. MyPillow.com/radio specials. Use promo code USA or 1-800-951-8175.
Illegal immigrants entering the United States are FaceTiming their friends and family, telling them everyone gets into the United States. So says Texas Sheriff Clint McDonald on Fox News.
The magnitude of people coming across that they're filming themselves coming across and wanting to take pictures with deputies, and they're FaceTiming their native countries and letting them know that they have arrived and it's all good. And it's wide open. So the battle that these deputies right. and these immigration officers are facing is unreal. I'm working for both Democrat and Republican sheriffs now. So I walk that fence. I'm almost what you would call a non-denominational. But we sat down last week with Democrat and Republican sheriffs in a room in El Paso, Texas, and got along and talked about what we need to do to help secure our nation, and there wasn't any fighting going on. So these sheriffs can teach Pennsylvania Avenue a thing or two about bipartisanship and working together.
At least six people have been killed and 11 others injured after multiple explosions rocked a high school and education center in Kabul, Afghanistan, on Tuesday. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.